Four officers were injured in St. Louis, Missouri overnight during what became a violent protest. The officers are expected to recover, but during a press conference with reporters, Police Chief John Hayden became emotional while addressing the crowd.
Some coward fired shots at officers, and now we have four in the hospital. But thankfully, and thank God, they're alive. They're alive. But can we make some sense out of this? Can we make some sense out of this? That's all I'm trying to say.
Joining us now is KMOV reporter Justin Andrews in St. Louis. Welcome.
Thank you so much. So glad to be here. Wish it was under better circumstances, but here we are. Here we are.
I know. Yeah. Andrew, you were there last night. Please describe what you saw and heard happen.
Yeah, it was wild. Honestly, I've been reporting for about 10 years almost, and it was something that I'd never seen before. I got a call around 12:30 this morning from my executive producer, and she goes, Justin, we need you to come in. Four officers were shot in the city of St. Louis. Immediately, I asked her the question, is this related to the looting and the violence we've seen over the last 3 to 4 days at this point? She goes, yes. So packed up my gear with our security team and my photographer, came to this area called North City, North St. Louis City. It was chaos. I never, typically we report on crimes that happened hours before. We were seeing these crimes unfolding on our air.
Oh, and what were you seeing?
We were seeing people running into these buildings, stealing merchandise, taking huge items of shoes, stealing TVs from walls of these small businesses, busting out windows. It was just so chaotic. And then not far, a good distance away, we could see a group of people, at least 24 individuals around an ATM trying to get money out of the ATM, so much so they used a van to try to ram into the ATM to try to get the money out. All of this literally unfolding while we're on the air. It was just indescribable.
What do you know about the four officers who were injured, and what are their conditions?
So the four officers injured were told they were actually basically protecting the area and keeping order in downtown St. Louis. It was an area kind of in the hub of downtown St. Louis. They were out there just basically standing around. Suddenly, boom, gunshots ring out. I believe their injuries range from legs, arms, you know, things like that. Nothing serious.
Yeah. Do you know if there are any arrests that have happened?
We don't. We have not gotten those numbers from police just yet, at least from overnight. We have gotten a couple of arrests in other parts of the metropolitan St. Louis area from other nights. But as of right now, we have not gotten any numbers when it comes to arrests. But I don't even know if they were even trying to last night, because it was, they had gotten so many calls of break-ins, of fires, of looting, of all of this. So I'm not sure if they even had the manpower to even try to arrest these individuals. In fact, the security guard who was with us, who is a police officer with another department, he stopped some looting. There were two women who ran into this clothing store trying to loot. And he said, hey, stop. So those are the situations that's been unfolding since about 1:30 this morning, at least from my eyes. They actually started way before.
You know, St. Louis holds significance because it borders Ferguson, Missouri, and that's, of course, a place that sparked a wave of protests after the shooting death of Michael Brown. You are a journalist working in this city, and you live there. What is the sense you're getting from residents there and police about this moment that we're in, and really those longstanding concerns communities there have had about police interaction?
It's very bad here in St. Louis. We see a divide racially. And it's really kind of reflective of across the country, I guess, recently. But St. Louis, it just takes another situation and it just amplifies. Like you said, happened in Ferguson years ago. These individuals, they've been through this before. And I think this time around, it's a little different, because during Ferguson, it appeared that it was new to loot. You know, they were just like, oh, police are over here, we're going to do this. Now the anger seems to be more more violent, because they've seen it years ago. They've done it years ago. So now it's like, I don't even care. There's total disregard for life and property. And I really want to make the distinction, though, that protests started peacefully yesterday afternoon, peacefully, by the thousands. And then when night falls, another wave and a different group of individuals come in and cause terror.
That's KMOV reporter Justin Andrews in St. Louis, Missouri. Justin, thank you so much.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.